Hello, Awe Islanders. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. Our podcast is now available on Amazon Alexa. Download the Be Calm on Awe Island skill now and say, "Open Be Calm on Awe Island." Alexa will ask you whether you want to listen to the latest episode or one of your favorites. While you're on our Alexa skill page, we'd really appreciate a 5-star review. Thanks for listening. Now, on with relaxing.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Close your eyes. As your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation, and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now, apart again. Then towards each other. Now, bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart, once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flow across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your belly in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding on to your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Fascinating Fish. Moonlight shimmered down through the water, giving the reef a soft glow. Five little fish yawned and stretched their fins. The moon and stars encouraged the little fish to leave their coral beds. Curious to see the source of the nighttime light, Fish One gracefully swam past a sleepy Fish Two. Fish Two joined Fish One. They weaved past each other back and forth. As the fish swam past Fish Three flipped and Fish Four zipped to join the group. Finally, Fish Five twirled around all of them. The five fish giggled and smiled. They were ready to explore the nighttime sea. The five little fish swam away from their colorful coral beds. Fish One led the way through a maze of softly swaying sea plants. The five little fish peeked through the gentle leaves, curious to see who or what they would find today. A shadow floated over the five little fish, and they looked up. The mysterious shape glided across the water without any flippers. Fish Two decided to get a closer look and zipped up towards the gentle shadow. Fish Two noticed the shadow had a ridge traveling along the underside of the shape, then zipped back to share the discovery with the others. "I'm not sure what it is yet. It might be a big fish. There's a fin underneath," Fish Two said, feeling curious to discover what the shape might be. Fish Three zipped up past the shape. In her excitement, she leapt out of the water. Fish Three noticed the large white triangles reaching up towards the twinkling sky as she splashed back into the sea. Fish 3 grinned. She knew what the shape was. She swam back to the others, giggling. Fish 3 said, "It's a sailboat." Now they all decided to join in the fun. Fish 1 zipped towards the surface. Fish 2, 3, 4, and 5 followed. Fish 1 peeked her head out of the water to see the graceful sailboat and the twinkling sky. One by one, the other fish joined her. The people on the boat smiled as they noticed the little fish admiring their sailboat. The 5 little fish dropped out of sight. Then the people counted as 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 little fish rocketed out of the water and splashed back down into the sea. Below the surface, the 5 little fish giggled and giggled. As their laughter slowed, Fish 4 began to weave back and forth underneath the boat. The other fish smiled, and one by one, they joined Fish 4 in dancing. The 5 little fish danced out from under the sailboat and into the moonlight. Their scales sparkled as the light from the moon and the stars filtered into the water. The 5 little fish felt sleepy. Fish 5 opened his mouth wide and yawned. Then Fish 4 yawned, followed by Fish 3, Fish 2, and Fish 1. It was time for a nap. Fish 5 swam up to the sailboat, wished the people well, and swam back toward their coral home. Then Fish 4 offered her thanks and love to the people on the sailboat, the moon, and the stars. She was followed by Fish 3, Fish 2, and finally Fish 1. Back in their colorful coral home, the 5 fish settled in for a nap. Fish 5 twirled his way to his cozy bed. Fish 4 zipped, and Fish 3 lazily flipped over Fish 4 on the way to their warm beds. Fish 2 weaved his way past the others and settled in. Finally, Fish 1 swam to her bed and snuggled in. The 5 little fish wished everyone happiness and peace as they thought of all they had to be grateful for. The little fish were grateful to have a safe, cozy spot to rest. They were thankful they had explored. Most of all, the 5 little fish were thankful to have discovered the beautiful sailboat and the sparkling moonlight. The 5 little fish hugged themselves tight and then relaxed. Together, they took a deep dragon breath in and out. The 5 little fish took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then they all took one more deep dragon breath in and out. The five little fish fell asleep, eager to explore more of their world. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.